Britain was the first to act last week, expelling 23 suspected Russian spies. Now its allies in Europe and around the world, including Australia, have followed suit in the biggest collective expulsion of Russian intelligence officers in history. The 21 countries involved appear to have accepted Britain's assessment that Moscow is responsible for the poisoning of former spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter in the English town of Salisbury. British Prime Minister Theresa May told Parliament they must face down the threat from Russia together.
I have found great solidarity from our friends and partners in the EU, North America, NATO and beyond over the past 3 weeks as we have confronted the aftermath of the Salisbury incident. And together we have sent a message that we will not tolerate Russia's continued attempts to flout international law and undermine our values.
The biggest number being sent back to Russia come from the United States, with the Trump administration ordering 60 to go and closing the Russian consulate in Seattle. Announcing the move, White House spokesman Raj Shah says the poisoning of Sergei Skripal was brazen and reckless.
Today's actions make the United States safer by reducing Russia's ability to spy on Americans and to conduct covert operations and threaten America's national security. With these steps, the U.S. and our allies and partners around the world make clear to Russia that actions have consequences.
The expulsion comes a week after President Donald Trump congratulated his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin on his re-election, reportedly ignoring his department's own advice. Mr. Shah says the United States is still open to working with the Russian government, but only if it changes its behavior.
The president still remains open to working with the Russians on areas of mutual concern, counterterrorism, for example, and others. But that's really up to the Russians to decide.
Russia has already kicked out British diplomats and is vowing to retaliate to the latest move that it describes as provocative. Russia's ambassador to the United States, Anatoly Antonov, was clearly unimpressed.
What the United States of America do today is they are destroying the little that is left from Russia-American relations. The United States is wholly responsible for the destruction of Russian-American relations.
16 countries in the European Union took part in the coordinated expulsion. The support from the EU is particularly significant given it comes amid Brexit negotiations. Swedish Foreign Minister Margot Wallström says the nerve agent attack on British soil shows civilians are in danger and it's important to show solidarity.
And also to show that this is a crime against the European security order. This is not something you do. And everything points towards Russia in this case. And therefore, it has been very important to go along with the European Union on this matter. And this is what a lot of countries are doing today. But we want to keep talking about how to get Russia to answer these questions that the UK has.
Australia is set to join the combined action, saying it will send back two undeclared intelligence officers. A statement from Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says the decision reflects the shocking nature of the attack in Britain. They say it's part of a pattern of what they call reckless and deliberate conduct by Russia that represents a growing threat to international security. They have 7 days to leave Australia. The EU and other countries have not ruled out taking further measures to punish Russia.